Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and consultant for tech executives worldwide, and our subject today is, would you like fries with that? Before we get to that, this is the last call to join me on the London Leadership Leap. It's in about a month. You get 30 days of coaching with me, one-on-one, remotely, and we kick that off with 2 days in person in a masterclass session with your peers in London. Last call. No more registrations after this week, so you only get 2 days from when this podcast went live. And I don't know when the next one's gonna be, but it's probably not gonna be in London. I need to find a new alliteration. So, London Leadership Leap, details in the show notes. And now let's talk about, would you like fries with that? And this is actually stemming from a conversation I recently had with one of my clients who is a CEO, and he is just so worried about having his tech executive think like a tech person, in air quotes, be a person that's just solely around delivering and doing what they're told and not trying to think about the reason behind things. This is a recurring issue that I see when I'm working directly with executives who are not technical executives, CEOs, COOs. And I think that this is precisely a major part of what makes someone as a senior tech leader more valuable to the company. And this is like the next step in your evolution. So would you like fries with that? It's like the basic mode that we tend to start leadership in. And that's we get responsibility for the tech people and we might be really good at leading them directly. But when it comes to conversations with others in the company, you get to talk to people in sales, marketing, product, whatever. Your approach in this role defaults to this form of an order taker. In my book, The Tech Executive Operating System, I talk about moving upstream, positioning yourself as a real executive within the company. And there I have this diagram of a mountain with a river flowing down it. And I say that we want to move upstream. At the base of the mountain, we get this order-taking mode. You just go to people, you know, you're talking to people in product or sales, and they say, we need this, we need that. And you take out your notepad, you write down whatever features they want, and you say, would you like fries with that? That's your mode of thinking. As we move up, as we progress, you change your mindset from solely just doing what you're told to allowing yourself to dig deeper, to understand exactly what the needs are, why is that needed, realize maybe you can tweak things. Hey, if that's what you need, maybe we can do it this way or that way, or do you realize the cost of doing that or whatever. You start having real conversations with the other people around you, which positions you better and helps you actually deliver better value. But ultimately, what I want to see is that you take so much ownership over this that you inject your own ideas into the process. You are not afraid to say that something doesn't make sense. You know how to have, let's say, healthy negotiations with your peers so that you decide on doing things that aren't too expensive, have a really good ROI. This is a major part in tripling impact per engineer because, again, we're not making them go clickety-clack on the keyboard 3 times faster. We're ensuring that what they're doing has a bigger impact. Sometimes it's by teaching them how to ask the right questions, and sometimes it's all the way up in how we form the roadmap, in how we decide what our team is going to be spending its time on. And this is a big part of that. Now, a question that I can already sense forming in some of your heads is, hey, why am I supposed to ask why are we doing these things? I mean, I'm not a product person. Well, first of all, some of you might have some product responsibilities because you don't have a head of product, because you don't have enough product managers and therefore you have to share some of the burden. Because I don't know why, but even if you have excellent product people, that doesn't mean that you are absolved of needing to understand this. You, as in you and your entire leadership team, you have to understand why you're doing things so you can help tune it to what actually makes sense. So, yes, product should decide what makes sense when it comes to thinking about the grander roadmap, but when we are discussing a specific feature, when we see a big project that we're not sure is going to be worth it, or if you sense that there's a better way of doing things, maybe you have a way that reduces risk. Maybe you can do something that delivers on 80% of the needs in 20% of the time. Why not start with that and see if you really need to automate the remaining 20%? That sort of thinking is the only way to be a real executive, or as my client says, to be a business person before being a CTO. And I genuinely think that the best people I work with realize this. That doesn't mean that it comes easy, mind you. But it does mean that this is something that they keep in mind and they try to align themselves by that. So you hear about something and you hush for a second. You don't go into your default mode of saying, yeah, I'll do that. When do you need it? You know, how high should I jump? You take that in. You think if it makes sense. You see if you actually understand what's going on. Maybe you have some ideas. Maybe you have some suggestions, some tweaks. And you have a healthy discussion. You view yourself as a real peer among your peers. You're not there to be merely a delivery tool. That's how you get better impact per engineer. That's how you create a team that is not just a pricey in-house software factory. And that's what we're after. Thank you. And again, as you can see, life is too short to lead an average team. Life is too short to allow yourself to merely be a manager and not genuinely an executive for your team, for yourself, for your career. So again, this is the last call to join me on the London Leadership Leap. And if you're thinking about joining and you're not located in London, let me know. I have a special offer for those coming in from abroad. The details are in the show notes. And of course, subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives, coming up once a week with 3 exclusive insights I don't share anywhere else. Link is in the show notes as well. And if you have any questions, comments about the London Leadership Leap, about what I'm talking about today, about what should you be doing with your career, my email is always in the show notes, and I'm always happy to hear from my listeners. Thank you. Talk soon.